Hello everybody, how are you?
I hope you're all okay. After I think a long time, again we are together in order to cover another lesson of our book, Speak English Like an American. Sorry because of this amount of delay, you know, it wasn't my fault. I do my best in order to finish it as soon as possible. So, we covered 18 lessons. Now we are lesson 19. Remember, Nicole was the daughter of family and she had an election at school. Now today in this lesson, she has lost the election, but she doesn't want to accept it. So let's go and see what happens during the lesson.
Lesson 19, Nicole's close election.
Lesson 19, Nicole's close election. Election, as I told you before, انتخابات.
Nicole loses the election at school.
Nicole loses the election at school. Nicole loses the election at school, you know. And lose means to not accept. To fail.
She doesn't want to accept it.
She doesn't want to accept it. She doesn't want to accept it. نمیخواد قبول کنه. توی انتخاب شکست خورده نمیخواد قبول کنه.
So she looks for excuses.
So she looks for excuses. Excuse. E-X-C-U-S. E-S, excuses. It's, it means, excuse means to find a reason for something which you have done. For example, your teacher tells you, okay, for example, Mariam, why are you late? You know, you look for some excuses in order to show that you are not guilty, okay? Excuse means bahane, okay? When your teacher tells you, Mariam, why are you late? معلم بهت میگه دیر رفتی مدرسه بهت میگه چرا دیر اومدی؟ و میخوای بهانه بیاری که you look for excuses in order to say that you are not guilty. دنبال بهانه میگرد که بگی مقصر نبودی. So, excuse means bahane.
Ted encourages her to accept defeat and...
Ted encourages her to accept defeat. Encourage somebody means to inspire somebody. تشویق کردن. To give courage to someone. Encourage somebody. The teacher should encourage his student in order to study a lot. Okay? The teacher should encourage his student to study a lot. So, encourage someone to do something.
Move on.
And move on. Move on.
I lost the election by a hair.
I lost the election by a hair. By a hair. Hair, H-A-I-R. I lost the election by a hair. By a hair means by a small amount. Very narrowly, you know. Very close. In the outcome. When the outcome is so close, you say by a hair. For example, there is a competition. Okay. The first... rank is, for example, I don't know. For example, has won the competition by 1 minute. Okay? And the second one is 59 seconds. There is just 1 second here that, you know, caused that second person becomes second one. So the second rank here, we say second rank has become second by her. Okay, مسابقه هست، مثلا مسابقه دو هست. خب نفر اول توی 60 ثانیه روی حالا سکوی قهرمانی قرار میگیره، نفر دوم با 59 ثانیه دوم میشه، فقط یه ثانیه اختلافه، خیلی نزدیکه. Okay, here we say by a hair and which means very close, in a very close, narrowly. Okay.
Just 10 votes.
Just 10 votes. Just 10 votes. Vote, I told you, means رأي. فقط 10 تا رأي.
But I'm not giving up.
But I'm not giving up. To give up. To give up means to release. To yes, to release, to for example, accept that you have lost, to accept a defeat means to give up, not continue anymore, means to give up. Give up, ادامه ندی، یه چیزی رو رها کنی، means to give up. For example, I'll do my best in order to get the first rank at the competition and I'm not going to give up. تلاشم میکنم که توی مسابقه رتبه اولو بیارم و جا نمیزنم، رها نمیکنم، کوتاه نمیام. All of them can say, so give up, don't give up. I'm here, she said, but I'm not to give up. I'm not to accept the defeat. نمیخوام کوتاه بیام.
Give me a break, Nicole.
Give me a break, Nicole. Give somebody a break. Give me a break, Nicole.
You lost. Live with it.
You lost. Live with it. To live with it means to accept a difficult situation. To live with it. You have lost. Live with it. قبول کن. شکست خوردی. باور کن. Live with it. Live. L-I-V-E. Live with it. Give me a break, Nicole. You have lost. Live with it. For example, I failed the test. I should live with it. امتحانم رو قبول نشدم. باید قبول کنم. باید باور کنم. So live with it to accept a difficult situation. این موقعیت سخت و مجبور باشی و بپذیریش. Live with it.
But I was a sure thing.
But I was a sure thing. I was a sure thing. To be a sure thing means the outcome which is clear, which is known. For example, نتیجه که مشخص شده معلومه. از قبل مشخصه. For example, Maryam won the election. She was a sure thing. Maryam انتخابات رو برنده شد. مشخص بود از قبل. Maryam won the election. She was a sure thing. She was so popular with the student. Okay? مریم انتخاباتو برنده شد. مشخص بود. خیلی بین بچه ها دانش آموزا محبوبه. Popular with people. Okay?
Hadn't stayed up so late baking cookies.
If I hadn't stayed up so late baking cookies. اگه انقدر تا دیر وقت بیدار نمونده بودم واسه پختن کلوچه ها.
I wouldn't have messed up my speech.
I wouldn't have messed up my speech. To mess up. To mess up means to make a mistake. Mess up. For example, Mina messed up and put salt instead of sugar in the cookies. Okay? Mina اشتباه کرد و به جای شکر توی کلوچه ها نمک ریخت. So mess up, to mess up, to make a mistake. اشتباه کردن.
Get real, Nicole.
Get real, Nicole. Get real, be realistic. واقع بین باش. Get real, Nicole. Get real, real. R-E-A-L. Get real, Nicole.
It's your fault, Ted.
It's your fault, Ted. Your fault. Fault. F-A-U-L-T. It's your fault. When you say it's your fault to somebody means, okay, you are guilty. یعنی که تو مقصری. It's your fault. تقصیر توه. You are guilty. تو مقصری. So, it's your fault, Ted. تقصیر توه, Ted.
Lost because your friends didn't vote for me.
I lost because your friends didn't vote for me. شکست خوردن چون که دوستات به من رأی ندادن. So vote for somebody, as I told you before. Vote for someone. That's the structure.
Don't try to put the blame on me.
Don't try to put the blame on me. To put the blame on someone. Put the blame. Blame. B-L-A-M-E. To put the blame on someone means to know someone guilty for some event. Okay? یه نفر رو واسه کاری یا اتفاق مقصر بدونی. For example, there was an accident and my mother puts the blame on me for the accident. تصادف شده و مثلا ما تصادف کردیم, okay? And my mother puts the blame on me for the accident. مامانم برای تصادف منو مقصر میدونه. We had an accident and my mother puts the blame on me for the accident. Put the blame on someone for something. That's the structure. So, don't try to put the blame on me. سعی نکن منو سرزنش کنی. خب سرزنش کردن میشه. پس to put the blame on someone کسی رو سرزنش کرده. I gave it my best shot. To give your best shot. I gave it my best shot. To give your best shot. Give your best shot means to do your best, to do whatever you can. تلاش تو کنی. نهایت سعی تو بکنی. I gave it my best shot. تمام تلاشمو کردم. I did my best. That's the synonym you can say. So, I gave it my best shot.
They made a mistake while counting the votes.
They must have made a mistake while counting the votes. They must have made a mistake. باید اشتباه کرده باشم. While counting the votes. موقع شمارش آرا.
I'll demand a recount on Monday and set the record straight.
I'll demand a recount on Monday. تقاضای بازشماری آرا رو میدم. I'll demand a recount on Monday and set the record straight. To set the record straight, set the record straight. Means to correct some inaccurate outcome. نتیجه‌ای که یا حالا اتفاقی که اشتباه بوده درست نبوده رو بخوای اصلاح کنی. For example, here she says I lost the election by a hair, just 10 votes. میگه انتخاباتو خیلی با نتیجه نزدیک شکست خوردم، فقط 10 تا رأی بوده. حالا میگه I'll demand a recount on Monday. میگه دوباره توی روز دوشنبه درخواست میدم که شما آرا رو دوباره بشمارن. And set the record straight. نتایج رو اصلاح کنم. Okay. For example, Ali knows his father is innocent. Innocent, بیگناه. When you are innocent means you are not guilty for a crime. Okay? So, وقتی میگیم innocent, innocent به معنی چی؟ به معنی اینکه مقصر نیستی برای ارتکاب جرمی، مقصر نیستی، مجرم نیستی، بیگناه. So, Ali knows his father is innocent. Ali میدونه که پدرش مقصر نیست. So, he gives her best shot. Okay, تمام تلاشش رو میکنه. In order to set the record straight. برای اینکه نتیجه رو اصلاح کنه، درست کنه.
Don't make a fool of yourself, Nicole. Face it.
Don't make a fool of yourself, Nicole. Face it. To make a fool of yourself means to make yourself, I don't know, to make a fool of yourself means to cause yourself be I don't know. We can say be laughed at you. I don't know. I have forgotten a word. Sorry. Excuse me. To make a fool of yourself means to tease yourself. Yes, to tease yourself. So, خودتو مسخره کنی. خودتو مسخره نکن. Nicole, don't make a fool of yourself. Don't tease yourself, Nicole. خودتو مسخره نکن. Face it. Face it means accept it. Leave it. We had before. I think leave it or live with it. I forgot. We had in our first sentence. Live with it, I think. Or leave it. I don't know. I forgot it. But face it again means accept it. Accept the situation. قبول کن. خود مسخره نکن. قبول کن. So, don't make a fool of yourself. For example, don't try to discuss with me in front of this amount of people. سعی نکن جلوی همه آدم با من بحث کنی. Or argue me. سعی نکن جلوی همه آدم با من بحث کنی. Discuss, argue. Both of them are true. You are gonna make a fool of yourself. خودتو مسخره میکنی. Okay? So, don't make a fool of yourself. Don't tease yourself. Tease. T-E-A-S-E. Don't tease yourself. خودتو مسخره نکن. Face it. Accept it. قبول کن. شرایطو قبول کن.
Andrea won the election fair and square.
Well.
Andrea won the election fair and square. Fair and square. Fair. F-A-I-R. R. Fair and square. Square. S-Q. U-A-R-E. Fair and square means honestly. Andrea won the election fair and square. Honestly. Andrea won the election honestly. Fair and square means honestly.
I just don't know where I went wrong.
Well, I just don't know where I went wrong. Where I went wrong when I did mistake. Or I made a mistake. نمیدونم کجا اشتباه کردم. I just don't know where I went wrong. نمیدونم کجا اشتباه کردم. I just don't know when where I made a mistake. So, I just don't know where I went wrong. I just don't know where I made a mistake. To go wrong, to make a mistake. نمیدونم کجا اشتباه کردم.
Here, take a chocolate chip cookie. That'll cheer you up for sure.
Here, take a chocolate chip cookie. کلوچه شکلاتی رو بخور. Take something means to eat something. When you use for about food, it means to eat. Take this chocolate chip cookie. That'll be cheer you up for sure. Cheer up. C-H-E-E-R. Up. Cheer up means happy. That'll make you happy for sure. That'll cheer you up for sure. That'll make you happy for sure. So, cheer up. To be happy. Merry. Jolly. All of them means happy. Bubbly. All of them means happy. Okay. This was a lesson. This was our lesson. I hope you make use of it and enjoy it and use its structures and collocation and repeat it with yourself and try to use it in your speaking.
Lose that track, lose that MP3, once I'll be so much training.